The water levels in Osoyoos Lake and Okanagan Lake are below their average after a summer spent under drought conditions. The International Osoyoos Lake Board of Control, which directs management of the Okanagan and Osoyoos Lake levels, kept water levels as high as possible after the previous winter and spring melt was drier than usual. The summer continued that dry trend across southern British Columbia and northern Washington state, and the water levels in Okanagan Lake and Osoyoos Lake are below their average for this point of the year when they were measured on November 12. According to a release from the IOLBC, Okanagan Lake peaked at 1,122.96 feet or 342.28 meters in July, and were measured at 1,121.09 feet or 341.71 meters in November. Osoyoos Lake's water levels were measured at 910.53 feet or 277.45 meters as of November 12. The IOLBC has directed the lake operator to keep the level as close to 910 feet as possible over the winter until spring freshet begins in 2025. Drought conditions for Osoyoos Lake were set by the flow in the Similkameen River and the flow into Okanagan Lake. The required flow threshold for the Similkameen River is 1,230,000 megaliters under the International Joint Commission Order of Approval. And in an April press release from the IOLBC, it was forecast to reach just 812,000 megaliters for April to July. As of November 12, the discharge of the Similkameen River remains below average. The most recent release notes that there is a 60% forecast of weak La Niña weather conditions over the winter, which would see lower temperatures and higher levels of precipitation across the Okanagan and Similkameen basins.